Hello and welcome to your Newsmax Daily for the fifth and final Friday of the month, March 29th, 2024. Today is, of course, Good Friday, commemorating the day that Jesus was crucified, leading to Resurrection Sunday, also known as Easter Sunday this Sunday. Today is not a federal holiday, so the post office and most banks are open. The U.S. stock markets, however, are closed in observance of the holiday. There are 12 states, including my home state of Florida, my former home state of North Carolina, Texas, and Kentucky, just to name a few, do recognize Good Friday as a state holiday, meaning government offices and schools are closed. From Muslims around the world, it is the 20th day of Ramadan, and here in the United States, it is also Vietnam War Veterans Day, honoring those who served in the controversial and complex war that is such a huge part of American history. If that is you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your service. In the headlines, Congress is now on its two-week Easter or spring recess. President Biden and the First Lady headed to Camp David for the holiday weekend, this after filling up the coffers with roughly $25 million at last night's LibFest in New York City.
So I want to thank my buddies here. It was an honor working with them before when I was a senator and as vice president, and it's an honor now.
Sounds exciting. His buddies are Presidents Obama and Clinton, who did all the heavy lifting. More on that in a moment with Rob Schmidt. President Donald Trump is back at his home in Palm Beach, Florida, after attending the wake of slain NYPD officer Jonathan Diller. Trump made this quick statement on his way out.
Thank you very much, everybody. I want to thank Bruce and all of the people that have worked so hard to make this area beautiful and safe. And this is what happened is such a sad event, such a horrible thing, and it's happening all too often, and we're just not going to let it happen. We just can't. 21 times arrested this thug, and the person in the car with him was arrested many times, and they don't learn because they don't respect. They're not given the respect. The police are the greatest people we have. There's nothing and there's nobody like them, and this should never happen. I just visited with a very beautiful wife that now doesn't have her husband. Stephanie was just incredible. Their child, brand new, beautiful baby, sitting there innocent as can be, and doesn't know how his life has been changed. But the Diller family will, you'll never be the same. You can never be the same. And we have to stop it. We have to stop it. We have to get back to law and order. We have to do a lot of things differently, because this is not working. This is happening too often. It's an honor to be here. And again, I want to just thank all of you folks for allowing this. And Bruce, thank you. Bruce has been a friend of mine for a long time. He's done an incredible job out here. But this is such a sad occasion. The only thing we can say is maybe something is going to be learned. We've got to toughen it up. We've got to strengthen it up. This should never be allowed. Things like this shouldn't take place, and to take place so often. So thank you all for being here. It's an honor, and it's an honor for me to be here. This is a great family, the Diller family. I met the friends, and I met every one of them inside, and these are just incredible people that are just devastated. They're devastated. They've got a tough road. It's going to be a very tough road. So thank you very much, everybody. Appreciate it.
Let me remind you, Officer Diller was shot and killed by a guy who had been arrested 21 times before, including for other violent crimes. And as Trump mentioned, the driver of the vehicle had 14 priors as well. The Bruce that he referred to there is Nassau County Executive. That's the county on Long Island that they are in, County Executive Bruce Blakeman, a popular New York Republican. His brother was an assistant to President George W. Bush. More from Rob Schmidt.
Welcome to Rob Schmidt Tonight. Trump and Biden both in New York today on this rainy Thursday. The reasons why tell us an awful lot. Trump on Long Island, attending, the wake of a young police officer, an NYPD cop, who was shot and killed in Queens on Monday over nothing. Officer Jonathan Diller was approaching a parked car to ask the driver to move out of a bus lane. The passenger in that car shot him just below his vest. Joe Biden sits back and watches as American quality of life is decimated. He could fix this with a series of phone calls. Throw some political weight around, the message would be easily felt. The woke DAs would quickly be ousted by the governors. The Democrat populations in these cities, of course, would support it because almost everybody hates lawlessness. But at the end of the day, the president of the United States does absolutely nothing about this. Ask yourself why. Biden flew right past Officer Diller's wake today to come to Manhattan for a fundraiser with Obama and Bill Clinton tonight. Biden saw no need to go to Massapequa because he couldn't race bait off some violent felon being killed by police. No, this time, of course, it was the other way around. It appears old Joe couldn't even be bothered to call the officer's family.
You've mentioned that the president spoke to Mayor Adams. I wonder if he'd spoke to the family of the officer.
So I don't have any private communications to share at this time. Our hearts go out, obviously, to the officer's family and the broader NYPD family.
Hearts go out to the family. Empty words, as always. Standard issue response to a story they could not possibly care less about.
That's Rob Schmidt, host of Rob Schmidt Tonight at 7 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax. Earlier in the day, Bianca De La Garza spoke with Mark Lauder, a former special assistant to President Trump.
And when we look at, you know, Joe Biden, not only is he going to be with all these elites that we'll see today and they're at Radio City Music Hall, you know, he's not just, you know, being called out for not being a man of the people. His brother right now, you know, James Biden, linked to this Medicare fraud scheme that also hurts many hardworking Americans. That's not getting any play as well. So, I mean, outside of the tragedy today, but we look at, you know, he wouldn't say Lake and Riley. He was shamed into saying that. His brother's connected to something. How does he continue to go on to some of these places and say how he's fighting for Americans? It just doesn't hold anymore.
Yeah, this is quite the split screen, Bianca. Today really is the campaign in a nutshell. You have former President Trump showing not only his condolences and concern for the family of that fallen officer, but really to all New Yorkers to say enough is enough. And you've got to get tough on crime. We've got to put these criminals behind bars if we want to have safer communities, safer families. And then you have Joe Biden basically partying with the millionaires and billionaires and saying there's nothing to see here. There's nothing wrong. The economy's great. The border's secure. You know, soft on crime, defund the police. That's really where the future of our country is. And so for Americans, regardless of how you voted in the past, look at what we have right now. You've got this playing out right in front of you today. It is really a tale of two campaigns.
That's former Trump assistant Mark Lauder, who is exactly right. What border issue? What crime? What inflation? Talk to any Biden supporter, they're in complete denial. When Donald Trump was president, they said the stock market is not the economy. Just because the stock market's doing well doesn't mean the economy is doing well, which is true. But now they're pointing to the record high stock market as a defense of the Biden economy and inflation. Trump derangement syndrome is so bad that 50% of the country, half of the country, is buying into a declining 81-year-old man who did almost nothing for 50-plus years as the guy that they want to run the country. The Trump campaign says the former president is having a fundraiser of his own next week at Mar-a-Lago that has already raised more than President Biden's event. The April 6th event will be hosted by hedge fund manager John Paulson, who told the Financial Times that response has been overwhelming and we've raised $33 million thus far. And don't forget, there is an independent candidate out there as well.
Let's go to 2024 independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He joins me. Good evening, sir. And let me talk first about what's going on in New York. President Biden is holding a fundraiser, but he is getting protested by anti-Israel protesters, which raises the issue of Israel and the war. If you become president of the United States, that's going to be one of the topics on your plate. Tell me, how would you handle this?
Well, you know, the objective ultimately is to get to peace as quickly as possible. You know, my position is that we need to support Israel. This is a defensive war that Israel was attacked. You know, I am against war. I think most of the war, all the wars that we fought in the last 100 years, with one exception, World War II, were immoral wars. They were wars of choice. This war is a moral war because it was Israel was attacked not only on October 7th, but for 16 years prior to that. When Gaza was free, Gaza was controlled by Hamas, and Hamas had declared war on Israel, was bombarding it on average with 2,000 missiles a year on its civilian populations. People say that Gaza is the most densely populated place on Earth, but that's not true. Tel Aviv is twice as densely populated, and that is where they were directing the missiles. I'm very, very pro-Palestinian, Greta, but I think the best thing, most important thing for Palestinians is to get rid of Hamas. Hamas is a corporate kleptocracy. They've stole, the top leadership has stole billions of dollars from the Palestinian people. Ismail Haniyeh, who is the president of Hamas, the leader of Hamas, has a net worth, according to Forbes, of $5 billion. The two other leaders, collectively, they have a net worth of $11 billion. They've used the billions of dollars that have been sent to the Palestinian people. They've instead put it in their own pockets and used the rest of it to build, to buy bombs, to build 300 miles of tunnels to attack Israel. And you know, Hamas has in its charter, it says that it's against the laws of Islam to negotiate with Israel, that there's no outcome other than the total annihilation of Israel. So I don't know that any nation in the world would have any choice but to try to remove Hamas. And I think, you know, Israel needs our support on that issue.
Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on the record with Greta Van Susteren last night while anti-Israel protesters demonstrated outside of the Biden event.
Biden, Biden, you can't hide!
Biden, Biden, you can't hide. You're committing genocide, is what they're saying. And RFK Jr. did say this.
First of all, I'm not a fan of President Netanyahu's. And I think if President Netanyahu ran today, that he would not be reelected. But I think virtually everybody in Israel supports the need to get rid of Hamas.
RFK Jr. All right. Frank Siller is the CEO of Tunnel to Towers, an absolutely fantastic organization dedicated to helping and supporting the families of fallen first responders. They will be paying off the mortgage of Officer Diller's family home.
The CEO of Maspeth Federal Savings Bank, right, called me up yesterday, and we talked with quite a few people that were reaching out to do a lot of good work for us. And he promised, Frank, whatever you need, they'll make sure the mortgage is paid off. So I said, you mean if I even didn't raise any money? He goes, yes. I said, well, we're going to raise money. And I said, well, I don't need you for all of it, but I'll probably need you for a lot of it, whatever it may be. So it's that kind of concern. Everybody is upset. Everybody is mourning this loss. And you see a young, vibrant family, a family of service. So Stephanie, right, the widow, his brother is a police officer. There's a whole family of police officers and military that served our country, that served our community, that, you know, this family knows all about service. And I got to tell you another thing. They supported Tunnel to Towers, you know, not knowing, obviously, they'd ever have to lean on or expect any kind of support from us. But they support us. They've come to, their family has come to the run, and they donate the $11 because we ask everybody to do $11 a month. You know, that's how we, you know, be able to make this promise and commitment to all these great heroes throughout America. They were doing that. They were doing that. They believed in our foundation. And I, when I spoke to her, I said, I know you're a longtime supporter of Tunnel to Towers, and I'm sorry that, you know, that that this has happened to your family, but we're always going to be there for you.
That's Frank Siller, CEO of Tunnel to Towers on National Report with Emma Reckenberg and Sean Kreisman. T2T.org is their website. T2T. It's an amazing organization doing such great work. And remember the woman in New York who was arrested last week for kicking the squatter out of her home because of another ridiculous law that they have in New York? Florida governor and former presidential candidate Ron DeSantis is making sure nothing like that happens in his state.
Governor, yesterday you made some announcements. You made some movement against squatters. Now, the reason why we know about squatters so much is, well, there was the Venezuelan guy who said, come on over, he's illegal. Come on over, we're going to just go squat in some homes because they won't get thrown out. Apparently, that's not going to be the case in the state of Florida, about right?
Yeah, and when I see news reports coming out of New York City where a landlord will go to evict people out of their house who never had a right to be there in the first place, and the police end up being told to arrest the homeowner rather than the people that were squatting, you know this world's been turned upside down. So this whole idea of squatting is a scam. The notion that you can just move into somebody's house, be there for 30 days, and all of a sudden be able to assert rights against the homeowner is a total farce. So in Florida, we've put an end to it. Now, it hasn't been the same problem here as California and New York, because I think we just have a different culture. But now, if someone were to try that in Florida, and we have a lot of seasonal residents, Eric, you know, in South Florida, there's people that go elsewhere for the summer. So if they go somewhere else over the summer and someone chooses to move in, when they come back, they call the sheriff, and the sheriff kicks them out immediately. So we have ended the squatting scam in the state of Florida. And yes, we see the news reports. We see this illegal alien influencer that was doing that, and we understand how absurd it is. But this is a central issue for a free society. If you don't have strong private property rights, you are not going to end up having a free society. So Florida, we are very strong on your property right. You purchase that home. That is your property. Someone can't just come in and commandeer it against your consent.
You know, we've had a couple of sheriffs on the show in the last week or so talking about, you know, we brought them on because they were tough on crime. They're tough on criminals. One of them said, listen, you have a right. If someone comes into your house, you have the right to shoot them. And you do, and use that right. He said, just make sure you aim, because we don't want to put them in jail and spend your money for a long time. Just aim properly. We brought them on, and we had another sheriff with a roadside saying, this guy right here isn't going to do this anymore in the state of Florida, to a person, to a sheriff, to a deputy. I say, you know, why are you so good? How do you have the guts or the balls to do this, or the cojones to do this? And to a person, they say, because our governor backs us. You back the blue, and that matters, Governor. I just wanted to throw that in there.
I think so, but I also think we have a lot of really good sheriffs that get elected. They've got strong support from their communities, and then we've got a lot of very professional deputies. But just think about this squatter law. You know, if you're in a place like Polk County in Central Florida, and you're squatting in somebody's house, that homeowner could then call Sheriff Grady Judd to go set people. You don't want to be messing with Grady Judd. And there's a lot of sheriffs like that in Florida. So it really is a team effort. We're proud to lead and set the tone. We have good policy. We've supported them. But those guys, when the rubber hits the road, they're the ones that are getting it done.
Florida Governor Ronnie D. on the balance with fellow Florida resident Eric Bowling. You've heard about Sheriff Grady Judd, Sheriff Mike Chitwood, Sheriff Bob Johnson, who is the one that Eric mentioned telling residents not to miss when they shoot at home invaders. You've heard about those sheriffs and others in the Newsmax Daily before. Let's wrap it up with Baltimore.
The largest crane we have on the eastern seaboard, which will be here tonight, can pick up 1,000 tons. So we know we've got to cut that into at least 4 pieces to safely lift it out of the water.
That's Lieutenant General Scott Spellman with the Army Corps of Engineers, tasked with cleaning up the collapsed bridge, bringing it to the surface. The White House has approved an initial $60 million in funds for the cleanup of the collapsed bridge, and have committed to paying for rebuilding the bridge as well. If you're listening to this while driving in your Kia, Kia has recalled more than 427,000 Telluride SUVs because the National Highway Transportation Safety Board says they can roll away while in park. So if you have one of those, check your dealer. Again, that's the Kia Telluride. Nice vehicle, by the way. And be sure to keep up with all the news all day long and all weekend long on Newsmax. It is available on most major cable systems. And make sure you have the new Newsmax Plus app. Go to newsmaxplus.com. Signed up, you can get a free trial as well. It includes all of your favorite shows and hosts, as well as documentaries and special programs, which which there will be plenty of this weekend, NewsmaxPlus.com. I'm Tony Marino. Thank you, as always, for listening to the Newsmax Daily. Have a fantastic Good Friday, a blessed Easter weekend. Enjoy doing the things you'd like to do. Be safe and keep on fighting the good fight.
News breaks every minute, every day. You need the app, the Newsmax app. Find it free on your smartphone store. Then watch us anytime, anywhere.